Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Oh, we come in your name, and here we are, Lord, your workmanship. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to you. All the truth and love that you bestow upon us, God, and the glory to glory transformation of the sons of God. Let it go forth today. Lord, more and more for you. More and more for you. And Lord, thank you. Lord, we're confident in your grace. Your grace makes us ready. Your mercy makes us alive. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we do want to see you. We want to look upon your face. We want to hold you. Glory to you, God. Thank you. And we know it's soon, Jesus. We know it's soon. And thank you. You've assured us you're coming for us. You're coming for us, and you're coming for us with a shout. Oh, God, with a trumpet voice. And Lord Jesus, you're going to call us into your arms. We're going to meet you in the air. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've given us an ear to hear that. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit that assures us. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit that's taken us there. And thank you, Lord Jesus, we're ready. Make us more ready today. Lord, wake us up. God, wake us up. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is wonderful, 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 wonderful to know him as he has revealed himself to us. Oh, my. And we do not have time to mess around. We don't have time to get distracted. We don't have time to get encumbered with the things of pity or getting down. Get up. Eat and rise up today. Today's the day to rise up. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9, 24. Know ye, and boy, we do know, but know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. That's more than enough for today, praise God. One receiveth the prize. And I thank the Lord that word receive specifically means to take it in hand. Isn't that something? I love the depth of the meanings of these wonderful words of God. The words of God that, yes, this was written in the Greek. But it means to take it with hand. And it means to take something and to wear it. Praise the Lord. Sounds like a crown to me. How about you? Well, we know it is because we know it in context with this. This is talking about a crown. And you take it by the hand because it's given to you. The Word of God even tells us, those that truly understand this bridal message, this calling, he tells us and he tells the Philadelphia church, he says, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. Praise God. So one receives that crown. And I thank the Lord that he's put meaning in our hearts for this. Matter of fact, it's the only meaning of our life. It's the wedding meeting. It's what was being played in Bob's heart that actually came through his fingers. That came into our ears, into our heart, and we just all praise the Lord about. We're ready, praise God. And I thank the Lord. We accepted the proposal a long time ago. We said, I do, hallelujah, when the Father came with his Son. I thank God I'm married to the Lamb of God. The wife hath made herself ready. I'm not waiting to get married. I'm married. I'm just waiting for my husband to return to take me home. Hallelujah. He's going to call me and he's going to meet us in the air. Praise God. I go to prepare a place for you. That's what he's doing. And oh my, if he's preparing it, the one that spoke the things into being and all this galaxy and universe and everything. And yet, for you, oh, I got to go. I got something special for us. He's just too much. But that's who our bridegroom is. His name is Jesus. And he's just too much. Hallelujah. So we got this crown, and he tells us, yep, one receives it. And God willing, you'll wear it. You wear it now. And you'll wear it forever. You will. Praise God. It's forever. But see, it's not just the knowledge of this message. I appreciated the prayer today. Not just to hear, but to believe. It's not just the knowledge of the message, because there's more, because this verse goes on. It doesn't just say to receive it and it ends. It gets real personal. So run that ye may obtain. So run that you, and you, and you, and you, and you. So run, Jesse, that you obtain. And obtain means to make it my own. That it's mine. That the whole purpose of this race, praise God, was for me. That the whole purpose of this crown is my crown. Hallelujah. That the whole wonderful bridal message is mine. And it was, praise be to God, written for me. Amen. That's what a proposal is. Did you know that? When one proposes to another, it wasn't for many, it was for one. It was for that one that proposal went out to say, will you marry me? And I thank God. I think we're the one. Because I hear a lot of I do out there, praise God. I can see it in your eyes. I see it in your heart, because this is what we hear and this is what we come to hear. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God, no matter what it is that might be going on, no matter what life brings us, we know again that we're appointed to these things. God is able, he's faithful, and he's going to prove himself in us that we do love him and that we are in love with him, that we're in love with him, honeys. And he will accomplish it in a lot of things in here today, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, with all that said, can you imagine I watched the Kentucky Derby the other day? You mean that pastor, he watches horses? You bet I do. I love them. I love them. I love how they run. I love the majesty of them. And I remembered, you know, we had some messages not too long ago. And I don't know about you, but I sure got encouraged in them. I'm running harder because of the Word of God in a lot of those messages, and I thank the Lord for it. But I thank God, one of the things that I receive from it, we're the true thoroughbreds of heaven. We know it. The Word of God gave us the Philippian letter. The Philippians are the war horses. They're the horses, the race horses. They're the mighty horses that win the race. These are the horses that love the race. Do you love the race? Oh, come on now. That was kind of weak. Do you love the race? You know what comes with it, don't you? Amen. That's what a war horse is. Remember seeing a couple of those movies about true ones about that war horse. Even the men that were around that horse were just in awe. That horse was made for war. That horse walked into war, wasn't sheepish. This is what I was made for. This is what I was called to. Yes, amen. And then when they didn't allow that horse to go out no more, just like David, what are you doing? Let me out there. I might be old, but he can make my arms like steel bands. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just keep going. Let all the others give up. You don't have to. But there's one thoroughbred we've all heard of. Horse's name was Secretariat. Of all the champions, the champion of champions, it was the champion of them all, still holds all the records today. But it was interesting, as you know, the Lord allowed my heart to be fond of certain things. He takes me in. Can you imagine? He shows himself to me in the things that he's created, even in a horse, a racehorse. Yeah, a racehorse. But you know, it didn't start out that way for old Secretariat, not at all. There were great challenges with this horse. It wasn't just born, and there it was. See, some thought that this horse, he came out so big, he was clumsy. And that was kind of funny to read that. Actually, kind of had a hard time learning to run. So they thought it was just kind of, what in the world's going to happen to this horse? And then, you know, they were trying to train it and all, and they'd bring it into the starting gates to try and it kind of just kind of trot out of it, clumsy. It was slow out of the gate. It was a slow starter. It was bad at starting. It, you know, and you can't do that when you're coming out of the gate. And they thought, how could that horse ever win starting out like that? And I just smiled and I said, man, if that ain't me, that ain't you. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, people, well, I'll tell you, and you can even size yourself up and you think, my goodness, I sure, how am I going to get there? Well, you know what? You have to just look up here, begin to praise him. He'll take you everywhere you need to go, won't he? Amen. But as that horse grew and matured, what was beautiful is the DNA, everything that was given, God-given grace to that horse began to show forth. It began to come through. And what was really noticeable about this horse was the power in the stride. It had a stride that was half again as long as any other horse had ever raced against. It was amazing that the Lord showed me something through that. He said, well, son, I gave you a large stride too. And he took me over to Psalm chapter 18, and here's the stride that he's given us in the Psalm number 18 here. And here's the purpose of that stride as well too. And I thank the Lord that David wrote a song about it for me, and I'm singing it with you today. And in that 36th verse it says, thou hast enlarged my steps. My goodness, I got a stride and a half going on here. He's enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed or they were defeated. And I thank God this is how the Word of God wants us to see our trials and our tests, brothers and sisters. Our Lord has enlarged our steps. I thank God. We overtake our enemies. Praise the Lord. If I didn't have that challenge to overtake, how would I ever get there? You think about that. That's what trials do. That's what tests do. They allow the power of Christ to rest upon us to realize, my, oh my, he is strong in me. It was a time or an event or something in my life. I never knew that God was that awesome. I never knew that God was that faithful. I didn't understand that truly when he said nothing was hard for me or impossible, God had to bring me to the hard and the impossible and to show me, honeys, this is exactly what I do. And I've enlarged your steps under you that you overtake that trial, that you overtake that test. And praise be to God, you win. You win. Thank you, God. I love to praise him for what he's done in my life. I love to praise him for what he does in your life. I love to see the faithfulness of God when the enemy comes out to say, oh, you go ahead, let me at him, like old Lucifer said about Job. Okay, dummy, we were waiting for this appointment anyways, and I'm glad I knew you'd show up right on time. So I'm going to lift the hedge a little bit. I'm going to let you get to my wonderful servant, Job. I'm going to let you get to Irma. I'm going to let you get to Mark. I'm going to let you get to each and every one. But what I'm going to show is I'm going to magnify myself in them. See, without that adversary, without that trial, without that test, without that, I'm going to tell you, sometimes he's even got to send the messenger of Satan to buffet you, to beat you up. Praise be to God. I'm going to show my faithfulness in that vessel. I'm going to show, praise God, this is the one that will rule and reign jointly together with me. This is the one that will arise from this and praise me more and more for my grace and my mercy. Because this is the test and the trial that they're going to know. They can't do a thing. There's nothing good within me. Hallelujah. Everything good is from the Lord. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you love being his champion? Oh, I love it. I am. I'm nothing, but he's everything. I'm weak, but the very power of Christ rests upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as this secretariat grew and matured, yep, It all began to come forth. But you know what? It still looked a little bit iffy. It did. You know, they had another race. They'd race them before they'd get to these triple crowns and the races that really counted. Well, once again, he came in third. So there, all the critics were right there. See, I told you. Oh, he was looking like a champion. What a failure. He just kind of shows up, but that's not one that's really going to rule and reign jointly with Jesus Christ. Oh, my. That's just the one that will. And that's just the adversary you need. Sometimes it can be another life. Sometimes it can even be you. But I'll tell you what, greater is he that's in me than even this guy, this guy's flesh. He's greater in me than even this guy's flesh. So if he's greater in my flesh, I know he's greater in your flesh. So I know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Now, we've got a champion that's for us. We got a champion that lives in us. But I'll tell you, these critics came out there and they said, well, see, he can't win. We're going to count him out. But see, they forgot again about what was in this horse. It wasn't about the horse and his muscles and his stride. There was something different. There was a will to win in this horse. And this horse knew when it counts, not only do I want to win, I will win. I will win. See, they had other races. There were other things that were going on, and it would have nice to have been successful. But the one race that mattered was coming, and it was the race for the crown. As a matter of fact, they call it the triple crown. But I'll tell you what, that race was coming, and that horse knew, I will win, because this is the race that counts. Now, that doesn't mean to go out half-hearted about things in life. I want to do all that is within me to its fullness is under the Lord. I do. By the grace of God, I do. I want to because of the life of Christ. I thank God that he's the one that does it. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll fail. I'll tell you one thing. You'll fail. And you'll come up short. And sometimes you'll get lazy. And sometimes you'll get complacent. And sometimes, you know what? You just can't. But the one thing you can do, you can win the one race that counts. And that's the race for the one crown that is the only crown that matters. And that was this horse. And that's what I'm telling you. The Lord, let it minister to your heart today. Oh, yes, this is the one that counts. And I thank God in that horse that I will win. It was so beautiful in so many different ways. But they really found out why. And it wasn't until after that horse had died, truly, after that horse died, they did an autopsy on that horse. And no matter how much amazing the horse's stride was and all the things about the size of the horse and all of these things, the thing that was the most impressive, that was so unique, that horse had a heart that was 2.5 times larger, 2.5 times larger than any other horse. It had this giant heart that knew, I win. I win. Now, wait a second. We're not just talking about horses today. I want us to talk about the heart that the Lord gave us today. Now, let's turn on over there to Psalm 119. It's amazing what Brother David was enabled to write, praise God for us, to tell us of what he knew of, but yet we even know more. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure going to love to hug him and to thank again God for the work in David's life. Because without these psalms, I would have been done a long time ago. Thank you, Jesus. You go over to Psalm 119, verse 32. Oh, here you go. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Now, I want you to think about that. You're running to win the prize. You're running to win the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I believe that's one reason. It's because he enlarged your heart. He gave you a large heart, honeys. He gave you his very heart, the largest of all, to run, to take it, to win. That's why you're here. There's no accident. You're not just here to take up space. You're not here to think, oh, well, you know, this is what I do on Sundays. This is yours. That's why he made you the way you are. That's why he made this horse, this secretariat. This is why that horse, I'm telling you, that horse was made for me. I'm telling you, truthfully, I see it. I see my life in that horse. I see everything about what God did. Perfect painting, praise God. I was born clumsy. I was born odd. I've come up short so many times. I feel many times I've lost every single race. But the one race, praise God, not only I'm winning, I win, is this one. This one. And you know why? You know what I'm talking about? Because we got the same heart. It's the one heart. It's the only heart. It's his heart. He gave you his heart. He gave you his love. He gave you his life. He gave you everything so that we can fellowship in this together and understand this and know this and to thank God. Hallelujah. Lord, this is mine. This was made for me. I was made for it. We were made for one another. And I thank the Lord how wonderfully and fearfully we are made. Praise God for this crown, for the throne to share with him, for the glory. Praise God to be glorified together with him in. Now, I thank God. He gave us the largeness of heart. He expanded his heart in us for more endurance, for determination. Isn't it wonderful? I thank God. He gave me a heart that's determined. He gave me a heart, praise God. I got an inner man with the heart. I'm telling you, it's infinite. It's even increasing at an increasing rate. Praise the Lord. I thank God. He and his heart is so determined in me that I believe that he will perform the good work which he's begun in me. And I know that that good work that he's begun in me is to win. To win this. Hallelujah. Not just to compete. Praise the Lord. But I receive that prize. I'll be that one. You understand that. That one. That oneness. That one bridal company body. Hallelujah. That holds that crown right now. Right now. And I thank the Lord. But now we live what he's appointed us to. We live, praise God, what he's called us and made us for. So run. So run you. You, you, ye, it says in the Bible. But that means you. You, 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 you. Run. 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 Make it your own. Show myself. Show myself. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Show that power, hallelujah, the love, the life, everything that he's given. Reveal it, Lord God, in me. Let them know, hallelujah, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, that Christ in me is the hope of glory. You think about Solomon, you know what he did? He asked God, he said, Lord, how am I going to rule your people? How am I going to reign? How am I going to be a king? And you know what God did? He gave him the largeness of heart to reign. He gave him a largeness of heart. He's given you a largeness of heart. Continue to ask him for it. You need it. Amen. Thank the Lord. It's not more of you, it's more of him. He must increase and I must decrease. The largeness of heart is him. Lord, just to be more confident in you, to thank you the more and more. He performs it. He'll accomplish it. He sent it to you. Think of that. Amen. Think of all the sermons that we've had. Noah found grace. He didn't know what he was looking for. God had an appointment. He found it. Thank the Lord. Esther didn't know she was going to go be the queen of everything, but God had her find it. Esther, I'm going to have you be orphaned. I'm going to have you to go live with your relative. I'm going to have a queen that gets fussy and gives up her crown. I'm going to have the king ask for all these women to come at the exact time that you're with your cousin after that your parents have died, and there you are, and you're going to come in there, and by the way, you're not even going to know why you're there, and then you're going to think, well, I'm there just to save the people. And he said, no, this isn't for salvation. I'm bringing in you in here to marry the king. To marry the king. Isn't that beautiful? I thank the Lord. He's shown us to salvation. He brought us in, and he said, oh, but I got more for you. You don't even know what I got, but I'm going to show it to you. And then you walk in there, and you're thinking it's salvation. He's in there. And he gives you this proposal. He gives you this message, and he lays it in your hand, and he sings it in your ear, doesn't he? He says, oh, honey, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. What's mine is yours. What's mine is yours. You've been walking around here. I can't eye anything but you. But you, but you, but you. So run ye. Do you hear him talking to you? You hear how personal that is? Run ye. You're it. This isn't let's see what happens. You're it. Now, let's wrap this up. Just as Secretariat won the first two races. See, there's three of them in the Triple Crown. You get an education about horse racing in here. What a bad pastor. Kentucky Derby, Preakness, Belmont. Okay? First two, Kentucky and the Preakness. This horse won by good margins and all of that. But it was the last one, the Belmont, that set this horse apart from any other horse I ever seen. And it was the final stretch. Secretariat had gone out there and just basically had beaten all the horses. Usually what happens when a horse gets that far ahead, which doesn't happen very often, jockey tries to pull them back a little bit and they coast through and they're going to win. It's done. It's not. But not this horse. This horse literally got faster and faster and faster. And it got further and further and further ahead. And just to put this in perspective for you, that horse won that race, and the second place finisher, it was 250 feet. Basically a football field. A football field. A football field. That jockey said, I was trying to pull that horse back, but he said, I didn't realize I was riding a rocket that day. This was the last race. This was the final stretch. This is the last race. We're in the final stretch. This is what we've been made for. This is what we've been made for. Oh God, increase me at an increasing rate. Let me hit it harder and harder and harder. God, let me preach this word with more boldness and power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Lord, let us want this. Amen. Lord, thank you. What a privilege. What an honor it is to be called and chosen. Thank you, Jesus. God, help us not to be like children, but to be those mature sons. Thankful saints. Thankful saints. But we do. We run in honor and in joy and thanksgiving. It's a privilege, isn't it? The joy to run. The joy, praise God, to win. And the joy, praise God, soon to be crowned with him. Isn't that going to be wonderful? Do you really believe that? No, do you really believe that? No, come on now. Do you really, really believe that? Thank you, Jesus. He's enlarged your heart to have it. Let's go get it, amen? I love to preach to his glory. It is so marvelous, saints. I thank God for what he's done. I thank God for what he's accomplishing. And it's all for him. It is all for him. Let's pray. Oh, let's stand and worship the Lord a little bit. Come on, come on. Let's stand and worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, it is mine. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I can do all things. I know it. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, thank you. Father, we praise your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your plan of everything of Christ in us. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we do. We thank you for your great love. We thank you that you ascended to the right hand of the Father to send us the power. Oh, God, that wonderful Spirit of truth, the one that would take all the things of Christ and show them unto us. And thank you, Lord, you've given us the enlightened eyes of understanding. We know what we're for. We're for you. We know what we've been made to be, your bride. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Help us not to doubt. Help us not to hesitate. Lord, let us speed up our going, brother. Hallelujah. Let us run through that finish line with a strength, exuberance, God, increasing at that hyper grace, perisuo grace, that grace that increases at an increasing rate, grace. Lord God, let us just take it. And we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. We know it's you that does it. And you will and do of your good pleasure in us. In Jesus' name, we rest and say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.